Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO, and of course online too. We're at KGLOAM.com and getting you as much information as we possibly can about things happening in our community. And I know one of the great focal points in our North Iowa community is North Iowa Area Community College, and a place that has certainly been impacted greatly over the last several weeks with all of the happenings in regard to the coronavirus. And so let's bring on board with us this morning via the live line. We're keeping that social separation a little bit here. We have president of the college with us, Steve Schultz. Steve, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, Tim.
Well, you've been a busy guy, I know. And you talk about, decisions and things that have to be made. And there have been so many, Steve, that have just come down the pike so fast, and one impacts the next and the next and the next. But in a way, we're all in kind of that same food chain with what happens nationally and at the state level that feeds down to all of us, correct?
Right, right. We're just, we're just doing our best to try to make the best decisions we can to keep our folks healthy as those decisions come at us, yesterday we made a tough decision. We're in the process of moving everybody home that can work from home, and we've moved our students online at least for the next 4 weeks, which most likely will be the remainder of the semester if you follow our Regents partners' leads. Yesterday, I believe all three put everything online for the remainder of the year and canceled commencement. And we're just trying to react and keep our people as safe as we can, and yet continue the quality of education that our students expect and deserve.
You talk about commencement. I think I've had a couple of people in the last couple of days ask about commencement, because you're right, graduation is right around the corner.
Yeah, we're scheduled May 1st. Ours is early, and the chances of us being, reopened just don't look that bright at this point. And we're already trying to look at some ways that we can celebrate the success of our students. They deserve that recognition, and it may be a lot different than filling our gym and auditorium, but we certainly want to recognize those students that have contributed so much to the college.
You and I were talking before we even going on the air about how at some point in time, Steve, we will look back at this and realize all of the and I don't want to say little things, but all of the things that have been affected one way or another.
Yeah, you just think about all the opportunities that kids are not going to get. Our students are not going to get, and some of them feel really big right now. Our girls not getting to play for a national championship, students not getting to participate in spring sports and graduation. And really, in our case, it's to say goodbye to a lot of those students that we've become, really close with. You just feel like you're missing some opportunities that, in the big picture of things, Tim, when we look back, it will be that. It'll be a memory. It'll be those kinds of things. But right now, it's just pretty emotional and for all of us. So we're just trying to move forward. And I think that's the kicker for all of us as we kind of get to this new normal is how do we start thinking about how do we get back to where we were? And we're going to make that shift here pretty quickly at the college. Trying to get some additional classes out there for students for online this summer. I'm sure some students are going to, have to leave their educational path and get back and then prepare for college, for fall. We don't know what fall will look like. So really encouraging students to make sure locally here that they get registered at NIAC in case, if they want to come and in case they need to be local again. It's just really a lot of unknowns right now.
Yeah, that's a good point, to be able to stay local and stay close, even in the fall, to start thinking that far ahead.
Yeah, and it doesn't cost anything to register, so we're just reaching out to all of our high school partners and our high school students in the area and just trying to help them move forward. I think it's just really important for us to think forward and not live in the Twitter feed that's coming in just every minute with bad news. We just have to keep moving forward, and I think NIAC can serve as a calming effect on the community and that our population by helping them make that transition to really thinking forward.
But again, now you are really minimizing what you will have as far as people on the campus, correct?
We are, and honestly, we're still making some of those final decisions, but We're only going to keep the people on campus that allow us to keep our business continuity and our educational continuity. So, you know, it could be, you know, 12 to 20 people. You know, the goal is to get people out of the environment. And if we don't do that, then we're not going to accomplish what we're being asked to accomplish by public health, and that's that social distancing. And so we're virtually going to lock our doors. We will have the administration building open. But we're asking all visitors to call in and make appointments and make sure that we can serve them. Now, you know, the clear message here is we are still open for business, and we're pushing contact information out to our students and parents. We're going to do everything we can do to get students through the semester, but it's a challenge for us. You know, you think about nursing labs and diesel technology labs and tool and die, those things that are really hands-on focused at the end here. We're having to be pretty creative on how we meet the objectives of those courses and finish people. And it's going to be a little rough, but we'll get there. We're committed to making sure our students get what they need and they can graduate on time and keep moving forward.
Yeah, you just hit the next thing I was talking about with somebody was, you know, the people that are the hands-on, the HVAC, the the diesel, the nurses, those kinds of things. That's a tough call right there.
Yeah, it's just a different way to go about things, and you kind of look for upsides in the middle of this. This is gonna force us in education at both the K-12 and the college level to really engage the technology that's available to do this work, and it's gonna be rough for a while. You just don't expect to have to try to teach somebody how to, you know, change the head on a diesel engine at a distance, but we're going to have to figure some of that out. And I can assure you this past week, one of the reasons we canceled our face-to-face classes this week was to really allow our faculty and staff an opportunity to transition to this online, fully online environment. And they're working really hard, and I couldn't be more proud of my team, top to bottom.
And now, we've talked a lot about your campus right here, but with the satellite offices, same thing?
Satellite offices, we will most likely close. We're still working through whether we'll have, you know, someone there answering phones. But we're going to try to, again, we're going to attempt to transition everything we possibly can to home. So, yes, we'll be closing those satellite offices as well.
And then one final note for you. I mean, we all in our businesses and schools and whatnot have disaster plans and so forth. This is really adjusting and changing plans as we move forward.
Right, and I think, you know, I think all of us found ourselves with pretty good fire and tornado and even active shooter plans in higher education, and we had some basic plans for pandemic, but you know, this has caused us to really get on it and build that plan out in a very fluid way as things change. Nobody ever experienced it. There wasn't a lot of, you know, people or colleges who had gone through something like this. So we're all kind of learning together, and we'll build this plan out. And, of course, you know, it'll live forever when we get through this.
Steve, I appreciate your time this morning. Always good to talk to you. And please feel free, call anytime. We're happy to keep people up to date on what's happening with NIAC and all the great things that you're doing in our community.
I appreciate that, Tim. Just encourage the whole community to stay positive. We'll get through it.
Absolutely. Stay safe yourself there.
Thank you, sir. You too.
See you later. Thanks, Steve.
Goodbye.
Steve Schultz, the president of North Iowa Area Community College, with us this morning on AM 1300 KGLO.